Moncrief on News Talk.
German politics is under increasing pressure from the far right. But finally, there's a more fun alternative to all that. A local politician in the city of Mannheim wants to turn it into the go-to place, or perhaps come-to place, for swingers. James Rothwell is Berlin correspondent for The Telegraph. Afternoon, James.
Good afternoon.
Could you tell us first about this chap, Julian Ferrat? He seems to have kind of form in this regard.
Yes, he's been dubbed Germany's craziest councillor due to his track record for trying to set up various kind of nudist events and swinger events in Germany before. He's part of a kind of anti-establishment party called Die Mannheimer, the Citizens of Mannheim Party. And his latest stunt, if you like, his latest idea is to have a swingers party in the city hall of Mannheim. He wants to make the place a little more fun, I guess.
Yeah, I assume you'd need permission to have a swingers party in the city hall in Mannheim.
You absolutely need a permit to have a sex party in Mannheim. He hasn't yet received that permit. When I interviewed him last week, he did say, though, that about 50 people in Mannheim have expressed interest in the event. So he's trying to put together a proposal at the moment to show that there's a lot of local interest. And then he's hoping that he'd be able to get permission to hold the event itself.
Okay, and is getting permission for this in what is a state-owned building just basically the level of interest?
It would be a dubious proposition at best, I think, to say that this is definitely going to get a permit from the local authorities. And a spokesman for Mannheim City Hall has issued a statement which doesn't completely rule out the idea. But they say that they can immediately see they can immediately see issues with the proposal. Is pretty much exactly what they have said. It would obviously be unprecedented if they had a sex party in the city hall. And there's probably all sorts of bylaws in the German system which wouldn't allow something like this to happen. But I guess you never know.
Yeah, who is and the ruling party in Mannheim would be the Christian Democrats, would it? Who wouldn't be keen on this sort of thing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Mannheim is a relatively socially conservative part of Germany. It's worth pointing out, though, I suppose that you know, nudist culture is actually doing quite well in Germany. You know, I mean, there are sort of nudist areas of the country already, and Germany's, you know, quite well known for this sort of. There's almost a kind of paradox at the heart of German culture to English or Irish eyes, which is that on the one hand, Germans seem to be kind of obsessed with rules, but on the other hand, you know, they do have these kind of slightly bacchanalian clubs and things in Berlin. So it isn't completely kind of inconceivable that there would be interest for something like this in Mannheim. But yes, as you say, on the whole, it's a relatively socially conservative part of the country.
So why is he doing it? Does he genuinely want to have a sex party in City Hall in Mannheim, or is he being deliberately provocative for some other reason?
Well, this particular councillor has previously tried to kind of organise like a sort of a kind of nudist swinger delegation to nudist resorts in other parts of Europe, like in France. It's kind of a big issue for him. He's kind of posed, you know, kind of naked but holding like his party logo over his nether regions and things in previous interviews in the press. I think he is using the idea as a vehicle to raise awareness of his party, Die Mannheimer, which, as I said, is a kind of anti-establishment party. It's ultimately a party that's about, as he characterizes it, sort of listening to what the people really want. You know, his message that what the people really want is sex parties, of course, is something that not all Germans may necessarily agree with.
Do they? And the party itself, other than from their enthusiasm for getting jiggy with it, do they have any other policies?
At the moment, this is, I think it's probably fair to say that this is their main, if not their only policy. As I said, the other sort of thing that this party was in the news for recently was trying to get that delegation over to over to France. The one thing I would say that is kind of like a part of the wider political ideology of this party, if you like, is this view that swinging is good for the local economy. The big picture here with this politician is he actually wants to turn Mannheim into like the next swingers paradise in Europe, and he has argued that that would bring more tourism to Mannheim, and as I said, it would have an impact on the local economy. So you know probably unfair to say that he's been consumed with a desire for swinging in Mannheim, but there is also an economic argument that he has put forward.
Okay, is he a swinger himself? Is it known?
Yes, I believe he is. Yeah, I believe he's very enthusiastic in that area.
Right. Okay. Right. Good for him. Are there many? Is this very atypical for a German politician, or do many parts of Germany have their own little kind of odd men and women who pop up?
Well, Julian Ferrat, this particular politician, he's a champion of swinging and he's a champion of nudism. Nudism has, you know, actually very, very wide appeal in parts of Germany. And for example, you know, I live in Berlin, and there are certain lakes and things in the city where if you cycle down to them, you'll see lots of people just walking around naked, young and old. So that's really not a big taboo in German culture. Swinging, I think, generally, but speaking quite anecdotally here, obviously, but generally the cultural attitudes are a little bit more aligned with the United Kingdom. It can, you know, raise an eyebrow here and there. It's definitely, I think it's probably fair to say, it's definitely not as kind of, there isn't a kind of Gallic attitude to this sort of thing, you know, by which I mean compared to France. At the same time, I do think that this politician is sincerely trying to open people's minds to, as he sees it, the benefits of swinging. You know, there have been some studies done that suggest or argue that people who get involved in swinging, you know, feel happier and more kind of fulfilled in their relationship. I think there's an element of that as well to what this politician is doing.
Indeed. I wonder what the German word for chlamydia is. James, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was James Rothwell there, Berlin correspondent for The Telegraph.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.